Okay, to introduce Tu Bishvat. On the third day of creation, when Hashem was creating the vegetation, He created the tree, and it says, Eitz Pri Osef Pri, that Hashem wanted to create the tree, that the bark of the tree, the source of the tree, is the same taste as the pre itself. Eitz Pri. That if you bit into a bark, you'd be tasting, of an orange tree, you'd be tasting orange. If you did it to an apple tree, you'd be tasting apple. But the ground somehow rebelled against God, whatever that means, and we'll see what that means in a minute. It rebelled against God and says, no, I want the bark to taste like this, and the pre is separate. The pre should taste differently. I want the pre to be separated. And then the pasuk says, Osef Pri, okay? So Kadosh Baruch Hu, His original will wasn't fulfilled. The bark tasted like disgusting, a bad tasting bark. And the fruit was a beautiful, luscious fruit. What's going on here? That all of a sudden the Adama has the right. First of all, who is the Adama? Is that a Baal Bechira? He's going to come to Hashem and say, hey, I think it's different. And B, why does the Kadosh Baruch Hu listen to the Adama? Who's the Adama to listen to? So if Cook explains, and this is the big yisod of living in this world, the Adama represents Gashmias. It represents the curtain of creation, that behind the curtain of creation is godliness. The Dvar Hashem Nasu Shamayim Baretz. The Dvar Hashem, the word of Hashem, is behind everything. But covering the Dvar Hashem, because Hashem, for whatever reason, not for now, you can learn Darach Hashem, different Sfarim that talk about it. For whatever reason, Hashem put us in this world with a curtain of physical layers over it. And we have to see past the physical, and we have to see to the spiritual. And the Gashmias was there, the Adama, which represents the physical, and said, listen, Eitz Pri Osef Pri, that I don't want to be connected to the source. I want to be different. I don't want to be connected to the source. That was the Adama. That was the Gashmias. It wasn't like it was choosing. It wasn't choosing. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, I built a physical world where people could be disillusioned. People could be disillusioned and seeing, you know, like beautiful hills, but not seeing past the beautiful hills and seeing the godly spark and the godly word for it. And we see another person, we see a physical person, but we don't see anything godly in it. And we see everything and we don't see God's name in it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, you know what? That is the sign of the world. Is man going to look past the physical and take off the curtains of creation to see B'Dvar Hashem? Or is man not going to do? So you're right. We're gonna separate. The Adama's right. That is the test of the world. That is the sign of each Jew. Are you going to see past the physical layers to see the Dvar Hashem? And the pre represents the final outcome. But the bark represents all the work that's put into it. Olam Hazeh. Pre is the final outcome. And we all want the final outcome. We all want to be Talmidei Chachamim. And we all want to be great, you know, a person in basketball camp. I want to be a great basketball player. And we all want to walk our children down to the chuppah. But what? And that's the pre, and it's beautiful. But we live in a world that to get there, you have to get through the bark. And the bark doesn't smell good. It doesn't taste good. It's hard to learn this Tosfos. It's hard. And to go through this Gemara, it's hard. And to bring up children with them screaming at you and yelling and this and that and that. It's hard. And to work on for a person with the muscle of basketball, to sit there like, you know, 20 hours a day, you know, with his hand behind his, with blindfold, going like this. Come on, I just want to play a 3-on-3 slam dunk. It's hard. I can't do it. It's hard. But that's the point. That to see past the Adama, to see past and to be a great person, we have to go back to the source, and the source is Amelis. Amelis. Adam Yuma. Adam. The Amal Yulad, that a person was born into this world to work. It's not only about the fruit. It's not only about the final product. We all want the final product, but we don't do any work to get there. And Tu Bishvat comes to teach us that message. It takes off the curtains of creation and says, you know what? Look at the. I was driving today and I was looking at the trees. I said, this is the Rosh Hashanah Leilanos. This is the Rosh Hashanah Leilanos. The trees look disgusting now. They're bare. Make it a Nisan when it's blooming and it's beautiful. The only thing that we can find is Shkedi Aparach. It's they decided to sing some song about Shkedia Parachat. The almond trees, oh great, we found one tree, but that's only one tree. Every tree, every other tree is dead. Toy, finished. This is the Rosh Hashanah. You notice, like a person on his birthday looking so sad, looking so pathetic. The answer to the mission, Rosh Hashanah says that it's all about the sap inside the tree. When you take off the curtains of creation, inside the tree, the sap is coming up. The sap is coming. We don't see it, but the sap is coming up, and the sap eventually will lead to the blossoming. So Tu B'Shvat is seeing past the physical. I don't see any fruit. The disgusting fruit tree. But what's going on underneath is the main thing. The work that the tree is doing. This is when the work is during the summer. The tree is just showing off. It's beautiful. But now the tree is working. We should take Tu B'Shvat as a time where the Ilan is Gemashia Yud Kei Vav Kei Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, that we should see the Ilan and we should connect ourselves to the source. A kofer b'ikar is a person who doesn't believe in God, and we say he denies the ikar, the root. He sees fruit. Ah, this came from the can, and this came from the makolit. And there's a no. We're taking the fruits back to its original source. Brother, no one should eat now. We will do it as we go along, like which is the tikkun of the Eitz Hadas, that we don't just grab. We go each step by step, having kavanas when we eat, based on what the Rebbeim say. We're not going to be kofar b'ikar. Tu B'Shvat is going back to the source, seeing behind the tree, not just seeing the outcome of the tree. But what does the tree have to work? It's the sap. Should be zocha this Tu B'Shvat to learn how to appreciate and to taste the beauty in working and working hard in the amelus, the things that it's not so beautiful. We're not always thinking about the final outcome, but we're thinking about the work that we have to put in this olam hazeh to be zocha to a beautiful olam haba. Mm-hmm. We'll go step by step, going through the fruits with songs in between.